ಸೈವಾಜ್ಯಾ ಯೋಗ ಭಕ್ತ ಪುನಾತನ ಭಕ್ತೋಷಿ ಮೇ ಸಖಾಚೀತಿ ರಹಸ್ಯಂ ಸೀತಾದುತ್ತಮಂ ರಾತ್ರಿ We are discussing about the process of understanding Bhagavad Gita. This is to receive the knowledge in disciplic succession, bona fide disciplic succession. It is not a thing. Any knowledge, even material knowledge, if it is not received in bona fide disciplic succession, that knowledge is not perfect. Suppose, if you want to be a lawyer, or if you want to be an engineer, or a medical practitioner, you have to receive the knowledge from the authoritative lawyer, authoritative engineer. Of course, I do not know what is the custom here in India. The custom is that a new lawyer, he has to become an apprentice of an experienced lawyer before he is given the license to practice. That is the Indian system. So any knowledge, unless we receive it through the authoritative sources, it is not perfect. It is not perfect. There are two kinds of processes of acquiring knowledge. One process is didactic and the other process is inductive. Those who are strong students of logic, you know that there are two processes. Deductive knowledge and inductive knowledge. Deductive knowledge is considered to be more perfect. And what is that? Just like man is mortal. This is a true acceptance. How man is mortal, nobody is going to enter into discussion. It is accepted that man is mortal. Now, Mr. Johnson is a man, so he is mortal. This is the deductive conclusion. Because man is mortal, and Johnson is a man, therefore he is mortal. And this is the process of deductive. Now, how this man is mortal, this truth is established? The other party, those who are inductive, follower of inductive process, they want to see actually by experiment and observation how man is mortal. They want to study. This man dies, that man dies, that man dies, that man dies, therefore, they make a general conclusion, well, all men are mortal. Now, in the inductive process, we have got some defects. What is that? Now your experience is limited. Suppose, if you have not seen a man, he is not mortal. He is not mortal. That means, because you are going on with your personal experience, but your personal experience is always imperfect, that I have already discussed. Because we have got our senses with limited power. And there are so many defects in our conditioned state. Therefore, inductive process is not always perfect. The deductive process, from the authority, the knowledge received, is always perfect. The Vedic process is deductive process. Vedic process is deductive process. You will find so many verses in the Bhagavad Gita, which may appear to be dogmatic. The Lord says that matta paratara nanna kinti dasti dhananjaya. My dear Arjuna, there is nobody else greater than me. There is no greater authority than me, Krishna said. Now, apparently, it appears very dogmatic. Suppose you can say before you that there is nobody greater than me. Ah, you say, your Swamiji is very proud that if a man like me is bonded by so many, I would say, restrictions, if I say that I am the greatest of all, that is a blasphemy. I cannot say that. But Krishna can say, because the history of life from Krishna, we can understand that actually you are the greatest personality, at least during his time, because the greatest personality in every single activity. Now, knowledge received from the greatest personality, greatest authority, that is according to Vedic system, that is accepted as perfect. There are three kinds of proofs. According to Vedic system, they accept three kinds. For establishing proof, they take three kinds of proof. Pratyaksha, anumat, aitijya. In logic also there are three kinds of proofs are accepted. What is that? Now, direct perception. You are seeing, I am sitting here. That is direct knowledge. I am seeing that you are sitting here. That is direct knowledge. Pratyaksha. Anumat. Anumat means just like the children are playing there. We are hearing their sound. So we can conjecture that there are some children. We don't see the children, but we can conjecture, we can think, we can imagine that there are some children who are playing there. This is called anumā. Pratyaksha anumā and aitijya or sabda pramāna. Sabda pramāna means to take the truth from the highest cosmos. That is called sabda pramāna. That's right. Man is mortal. Now this man is mortal and nobody knows where from this sound has come first who has experienced that man is mortal. But we are accepting this. We are accepting this. By tradition, you know man is mortal. Now you see, if somebody says, who found this truth? First, you discover that man is mortal. And that is very difficult to say. But it is coming down. The knowledge is coming down. Man is mortal and we accept everything. There are so many examples. So out of these three, the Vedic knowledge, they say that this aitijya or the knowledge received from the authority is the most perfect. Neither imagination or hypothesis nor direct. Direct perception is always imperfect, especially in the conditioned stage of life. Just like direct perception, with our eyes we see the sun just like a disc, not more than your plate in which you take your meat. But from authority, aitijya, we understand the sun is so many million times greater than the sun. So which of them is right? By seeing your direct perception, sun just like this, is it right? Or you get it from authority, the sun is such and such times bigger than the sun. Which one of them is accept? But you are not going to prove it that this time is so great. You do not know. You have heard from some scientist, from some astronomer, from some authority that sun is so great. But you have no capacity to see yourself whether this sun is so great or not. So, therefore, the knowledge received from authority, actually we are accustomed and we are accepting this type of knowledge in every field of our activity. Now what is this newspaper? You from newspaper, you understand that in China certain things have taken place. And in India certain things have taken place. Or from radio message, you understand that certain things have taken place. But you are not experiencing them directly, whether certain things have actually taken place. But you accept the authority of the newspaper. You accept the authority of newspaper and you believe that in China certain things have taken place and in India certain things have taken place. It is far beyond the range of your direct purpose. There are many instances. We have to believe authority to get knowledge. And the more the authority is perfect, your knowledge is perfect. The more the authority is perfect, your knowledge is perfect. Direct versus that, in all cases, it is not possible to receive direct perception of everything. Take for example, the Arthur Mustang knowledge.
Yes, this
is behind the scene. Arthur.
Yes, this is the next station right now.
They're making noise.
Yes, this is the station right now.
Now, there is one very good example. If somebody wants to know who is my father and how he can know, there is no possibility of direct perception to know the father. It is not possible. Then, who is the authority? The mother is the authority. When the mother says, my dear son, here is your father. We have to accept it. If you say, no, I don't believe you, mother, then you have no other source of knowledge. You have no other alternative. Except you the authority of your mother, you cannot know who is your father. Because you are your father before your birth. So how you can have direct perception? It is not possible. So many things there are. The direct perception is not possible. Therefore, in the basic process of knowledge, the authority has been accepted as the perfect source of knowledge. Now, really, Krishna, the direct and to say, highest authority, Bhakta Parakara Nannat Asti Kinchida Sudhananjaya. The Lord says that there is no other superior personality than me. And it has been accepted by great scholars. Otherwise, why Dr. Radhakrishna would take so much trouble for commenting or reading Bhagavad Gita? Why there are so many foreign scholars also in America? England and France and Japan, all their quite. Because it is an authority. Therefore, we have to accept. We accept, if we do not accept Krishna, the supreme authority, and do not take his words as they are, then we cannot derive any benefit. It is not that way. It is actually fact. It is not that way. If you study scrutinizingly what Krishna says, you will find it is right. He will find it, and if you take, you should follow. Can you not ask?
Yes, I don't disagree.
If you take it, accept it as it is, as Krishna said, then actually you shall benefit. And great scholars, just like Ramanujacharya, Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya in India, they have accepted Krishna as the Supreme Operation. Even Shankaracharya, who has such a different opinion from the personality of God, because we the Vaishnavas, we accept the personal God. But there are other philosophers who do not accept the personal feature of the Supreme Absolute Truth. Shankaracharya was the face of this impersonal school. Still, he has admitted in his commentation of Bhagavad Gita that Sa Krishna Sam Bhagavan, oh Krishna is the Supreme Lord. He is the Supreme Lord. So Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and it is accepted. Now, Sri Krishna says that this Bhagavad Gita, this chant of Bhagavad Gita, was first spoken by me to the Sangha. Sangha. So, whatever I am speaking to you, Arjuna, it is not a new thing. Vedic knowledge, whatever Vedic knowledge you know, it is nothing like some discovery of knowledge. No. Everything is old, revealed knowledge. Everything is old, revealed knowledge. Going on, that's why history repeats itself. There's a disease. This is a summer season. It is no newcomer. The summer season comes, you know, in your life. The summer season came last year, and again it has stopped. And you can foretell also, and in the month of December, there will be winter season. It is not foretelling. It is going on like that. So, everything is rotating. History is repeating. The knowledge, whatever knowledge is there, that is not a new thing. It is all old. The Krishna says, I am speaking to you, this yoga system is Krishna consciousness. This Bhagavad Gita yoga system is Krishna consciousness. All entities are in Krishna consciousness, this yoga. So, he says, Sayyavam, I am speaking to you again, that oldest knowledge of Bhagavad Yoga, Bhagavad Gita. I am not speaking to you something new. Now you can understand that Bhagavad Gita was first spoken to the Son God, and we have calculated to that Krishna speaking to Son God in accepting. It comes to some 40 million of years before it was born. We have to believe it. The 40 million of years before it was spoken first. And we do not know how many millions of years it was spoken again before that also. Because this is repeating. And we do not know. Our fund of knowledge is very poor. We cannot prevent history of this present world more than 3,000 years. But in the Vedic scripture we find history millions and millions of years. But in the nature, very different. So because we cannot find out in modern day, 3,000, more than 3,000 years of chronological history, that does not mean that there was no history before, or there was no historical incident there. No. That we should not conclude in that way. The Krishna says, that I am speaking to you, sa iva am vayati vidya, what I am speaking to you now, today, it is not new. It was spoken long, long before to be. That oldest system of yoga I am speaking to you. Bhaktosi. Bhaktosi. And why I am speaking to you? This is the point to be noted. That bhaktosi. This Bhagavad Gita yoga is to be understood by a person. He is a bhakta, he is a devotee of Krishna. Nobody can understand. Bhaktosi. Say, sakasiti, yavasam. Because there is a mystery. Mystery of Krishna consciousness. Which is impossible to be adopted by a person who is not a devotee. That is the qualification. To understand, to become Krishna consciousness. It is rather a difficult job. Because unless one is a devotee of Lord Krishna, it will be a difficult problem. This very word it suggests bhaktosi, that one's qualification must be that he is a devotee of Krishna so that he can understand Bhagavad Gita. Now, the Arjuna says that anyone can say, well, if Krishna is a historical personality of Mahabharata, how it is possible that he spoke to Sun God 40 million years before? Oh, this is something wonderful. How can we believe it? Suppose if I say that I narrated, I gave a speech in the sun planet 40 million years before. You laugh, but Sami is speaking some nonsense. This 40 million before his fall, that is Bhagavad Gita in the sun planet. But that is not the case with Krishna, because he is the personality of God. My case is different. If I say, you can believe. But when Krishna says, you cannot believe. So even if you believe it, or do not believe it, that Odisha is being cleared by Arjuna. Because Arjuna knew it perfectly well that it is quite possible by Krishna to speak certain such things, 40 million of before, because he is the Supreme Personality of God. But for others, who hear this Bhagavad Gita in future, for that, he is making the point clear and asking Krishna, Aparam bhavato janma param janama vivasataha. My dear Krishna, you are born just, you are contemporary like me, say 80 years or 90 years before you are born, along with me, your age and mine is practically then. How it is possible that 40 million years before you spoke to Sun God? You see, it is very intelligent question by Arjuna. So that the point may be clear in future that people may not misunderstand Krishna. Aparam bhavato janma param janma vivasvata. Vivasvata means the Sun God. Oh, Sun God! Oh, some planet was created some hundreds of millions of years before, and you say that you say to Sun God. How is it possible? Because you are born not even 100 years from today. Prathameta vijaniyam samaru prakrāniti. Then, how I am to understand it that you spoke formally to Sun God? Please, here this is very intelligent question. It is very important. Now, what Krishna answers? The Bhagavan was. And he particularly says that Bhagavan was. The personality of God is here. What does he say? Mohini Vratitani Janmani Tamajajana Tani Aham Vira Sarvani Nattam Vishya Parantapa. Now, yes, come on. Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, yes, your question is very intelligent question, that you are asking me how it is possible that 40 million of years before I saw this science of Bhagavad Gita to the Sun God. Yes, but you should know it, that Bahuni me Patitani Janmani Tabuchara. You and myself, although I am God, I get incarnate many, many times. And you are a living entity. You are also getting your God repeatedly, so many times. So we have passed all the difference between you and me is this, that Tani Vir, Tani Aham Vir Dharmani. I remember what I did in the past long, long years before, but you cannot remember. That is the difference between God and man, or God and man. Our position as living entity, we are also eternal. Just like God is eternal, similarly we are also eternal. But the difficulty is that we change our body. We change our body. Bhāsānti jīnāṁya sādhyā. Just like we change our dress, similarly we change our body. And as soon as we change our body, now we forget everything. That means forgetfulness. That's just like at night, when you sleep, you forget yourself. You forget yourself that I am the father of certain children, I am the husband of certain. You dream that you are in a different place. Sometimes you are on the sea, sometimes on the sky, sometimes or something. You forget yourself. You forget. And then, when you wake up, oh, you remember, oh, I am certain such person, I have to do this and such. So this is going on. So, death means forgetfulness. That's it. Now, if it is a fact that I am eternal, so before getting this body, I have another body, or another father, mother, family, or society, or country, and everything. But do you remember it? And what country I was there? In what family I was there? Sometimes you get news from newspaper that a child is born. He is speaking about his previous birth. But I say, no. Sometimes it may be possible in extraordinary case. But it is a fact. It is a fact that in my previous life, I had also another body. I had my father and mother and country and family. It may be I was a dog, a cat, a man, a boy. That doesn't matter. But as living entity, I am eternal. I have my another body. Similarly, we are preparing another body in this life. That's like, under the preparation of my previous life, I have got this body. Karmana Devana Srena Janta Jeho Upapattaya. We get our body according to our karma. According to our karma. If we do And Shastipam, Uddham Gacchanti Sattva, those who are in the most of goodness, they are promoted to higher status of life or higher planets like that. And Madhya Dishanti Rajata, those who are in the most of passion, they remain here in the Hulo. And Adho Gacchanti Tamasa, and those who are engrossed with the most of ignorance, they may be degraded from this planet to another degraded planet or another life or animal life. This is the path of training. And we forget forgetfulness. There is some incident there. But sometimes Brahma, he was tasked to become a hawk. He became a hawk. Then after, not Brahma, Indra, the king of heaven. The king of heaven, he made some offense under feet of his spiritual master, Jihaspati, and he cursed him that he was just like a hawk. He kept the bark of a hawk. So he became a hawk. Now, when the throne of the heavenly kingdom was vacant due to the absence of Indra, he has become a hawk in his heart. So Brahma came that means Mr. Such and Such, you have now become hawk for your offensive activity. Now I have come to deliver you. Please come with me. And the hawk said, oh, I cannot go with you. Oh, I have got so many responsibilities. I have got my children. I have got my wife. I have got my country. I have got my society. The hawk is. So, if you offer the hawk to take him to the heaven, he will refuse. Oh, I have got so much. This is not forgetting. This is not forgetting. Now, the Lord Krishna comes. So what you are nonsense doing this material work? Sarvadharmān paritrajyamānantam saranam bhavet. It's come to me. I give you all protection. No. I don't mean in that. I have got more important business here. I don't mean this is our business. This is our business. Forgetful. A conditioned soul is forget. Prakhyavadhita, vikhyavadhita. There are two forces of nature is acting upon us. And by which we decide something that now this life I shall make spiritual and conscious. Now we decide. And next moment the illusory maya illusory energy and say, what nonsense spiritual life you are going to do? Just enjoy it. Yes. There are not so many enjoyments. 5 years. So, Prakhyavadhita, Vikshavadhita. This is going. So, forgetfulness. So, that is the difference between God and man. Yes. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly saying that, my dear Arjuna, you also have many births. You are also, because you are constant companion of me, so whenever I take incarnation in the any planet, so you are also with me. So when I took incarnation in the sun planet and I spoke the Bhagavad Gita, the sun god, you are also present with me. But unfortunately you have forgotten. Because you are a living being. And I am the Supreme Lord. That is the difference between the Supreme Lord. I cannot remember. Forgetfulness is my nature. Now we cannot say, now, just now, it is 8 o'clock. Can you say, exactly at 8 o'clock, what you have been doing in the morning or yesterday, this evening? Oh, you have remembered. So, well, I cannot remember even what I was doing 12 hours before or 24 hours before. So what I can remember of what was going on in my previous life? It is not possible. Another thing is that why Krishna can remember and why you cannot remember? What is that? Why is it different? The difference is that Krishna does not change his body. We find in this verse, this chapter we find that Krishna says, Jada jada hi dharmasya prani bhavati bhārata puritranāya sādhanām vināśāya sudhuskitaṁ sudhuskitaṁ dharma sansthapanā sārata samavāni ākumāya. Ākumāya. Ākumāya means he comes down as he is. He does not change his body. But we are conditioned soul, we change our body. That is it. And because we change our body, we forget everything. That is the difference. Kānihāna vīra sarvāni. Krishna says that I remember whatever has been done in my previous incarnation. Millions and millions of years before, I can remember them. I know past, future, present. Not only past, future, present of my activities, but past, future, present of everyone's activities. We find Vedanta Sarvamitam, the 10th chapter, we find that he knows of past, present, and in Bhasmad Bhagavatam, we find that the definition of the Supreme Law is given as Sarvajna, means one who knows everything, past, present, future, everything. That is the qualification of the Supreme Law, Sarvajna. We are not Sarvajna. Even in the most perfect living entity, just like Brahma, Shiva, they are also not Sarvajna. The Sarvajna is only Vishnu, Krishna. Krishna is Sarvajna. So that is the difference between man and God, or living entity and the Supreme Absolute Personality of God. He knows. You know, they are existing. If you have to believe Bhagavad Gita, then there is distinction you have to believe. You have to say, you cannot say that there is no difference between me and Krishna. No, there is difference. Here the difference is clearly expressed. That is the difference between you and me. That you forget, you cannot remember all the incidences of your life, past, present and future, but I can. Now, the next question is that if he does not change his body, why he takes as his conscious incarnation? These are very difficult questions. There are many different opinions among the philosophers. Somebody says that Krishna assumes the material body when he comes. So, he doesn't assume the material body like us. Then he could not remember. Just here is a critical point. If he would have accepted material body like us, then he could not remember, because we have got this material body, and due to this material body and change, we cannot remember. I mean, therefore, the natural conclusion is that he does not change his body. In the next verse, he says, Ajopisan abhyatma bhutanam surupisan prakritim sam adhishtaya sambhavami atmanera. Now, this is called As we generally talk, God is almighty, all powerful. And here, that all powerfulness is expressed. The Arupi, although I have no birth, I am Nitharma. Similarly, the living entity, he has also no birth. This birth, which we consider as my birth, this is the birth of this body. I am also Arupi. Not that I was born at a certain time and I shall die at that time. The birth and death which we have accepted, it is due to this body. But I am not this body. That's what we have already discussed. But I am not this body. So our birth and death calculation is on account of this body. Otherwise, we are as good as Krishna. As Krishna is Aja, he never takes birth or never dies. There is no birth and death for Krishna. Similarly, we, living entities, we have also no birth and death. We are all Siddhas. But why this birth and death? This birth and death due to my this material birth. So as soon as we get our original spiritual birth, and get out of the contamination of this material body, then he can be as good as Krishna. That is the whole process. To understand? So we have to, this Krishna consciousness means that by the process of Krishna consciousness, we shall revive our original spiritual body. And when we revive our original spiritual body, Satchidananda Vigraha, Satchidananda, that is the formation of Krishna, and that is our formation. Sat means Siddhartha. Chit means full knowledge. Siddhananda, full knowledge, and Ananda. Ananda means bliss. Now, we can make distinction from the spiritual body and the material body. As the description of the spiritual body is given, Sat-Chit-Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and blissful. So just the opposite number is this material body. It is neither Sat, nor Chit, nor Ananda. It is not sat. Sat means Siddhartha. Now this body is not Siddhartha. Antavatti Nidhiha. And we have already discussed that this body is perishable. Whereas the person who is occupying this body is imperishable. So this body is perishable. Therefore it is not sat. And it is full of ignorance. Therefore, it is not cheap. And because full of ignorance and because it is temporary, therefore we have got misery. That's why we are feeling too hot. Today, the temperature is very high. Why we are feeling? Because this is this part. Matra parsasukunti asidatma sukadukkala. Similarly, the month of December, you shall feel serious cold. Why? Due to this body. As soon as we get spiritual body, we don't see. They are unaffected by any material action. We find that there are many sages and saints who are almost spiritually realized cold. So don't care for all these heat and cold. He still is high. If you happen to go to Allahabad in the month of December, there is a fair, all habits come there. In the senior cold, of course not so cold as in your country, but still sometimes it is 40 degree temperature. But we find many friends there, and the body, there is no dress, they are sitting, they don't mind. You don't care for cold, but niche. because they are spiritually advanced. So as you make your progress spiritually, as you become hot, that's like I am giving several times the example. The iron put into the fire, it gets warmer, and becomes red hot. And as soon as it is red hot, it is no longer iron, it is fire. The iron, wherever it is touched, it is burned. Because it has got the quality of fire. Similarly, even if you are in this body, material body, if you advance yourself in spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, you will be spiritualized, your body will be spiritualized. You will be no more be affected by this material consciousness. The more you make advance, you will feel it. But satsam avagamam dharma. It is not a particular case. You will understand. So we have to make our progress in that way. Now here Krishna says that although I am ajar, adobhi sannam vyata bhutanani shruti sannam pratyinsam adhishtaya sambhavani asmaya. Just like Krishna's birth, Krishna's appearance and disappearance is just like the sun. It's just like the sun. The sun in the morning will see that it appears as if it is born from the eastern light. It is not born. The sun is always in the sky. It is the position of the earth in which we understand that sun is now rising from the eastern side. He is neither rising nor he is dipping into the sea. The sun is as it is in its position. But due to the position, changing position of this heart, we see that the sun is rising and the sun is setting. Similarly, the Krishna, when he comes as incarnation, he comes just like this, in the same way. There is some historical and the calculation. When Krishna comes on this earth, it is calculated that 864 crores of years after he comes once, just that he can see the sun rising after 12 hours, after 24 hours. The morning sun rising takes place every 24 hours. The sun setting also takes place every 24 hours. Similarly, there is also time limit that is mentioned when Krishna comes. When Krishna rises, he is rising just like sun set and sun rising is going on every moment. Now if you inquire where is now sunset on sunrise, you can understand in different countries. Somewhere the sun is now rising. Now in America the sun set and India is rising. Right. Exactly it is now 8:15 and if you know by radio message what is the time in India, you find that it is 8:15 in the morning and the sun has just risen. But here the sun sets and the sun. Similarly, if you inquire from Japan or any other country, the sun is sometimes in the meridian, sometimes it is there. It's a dead of night. So this time in defense is just like going on according to the position of the world movement. Similarly, Krishna's appearance, disappearance is like that. It is not that Krishna is God and Krishna is gone. No, it is not like that. Somewhere is Krishna there. Just like the sun is somewhere. There are innumerable universes. The one universe you see, this is only one, but there are many. we find in the Bhagavad Gita, the ekamsina situ jagat. Ekamsina situ jagat. These material manifestations with innumerable universes is only one part of manifestation of the Supreme Lord. Ekamsina situ jagat. These existences are there in the Bhagavad Gita. So, we should always remember that we are reading Bhagavad Gita and we should understand it as it is. We should not make any interpretation. Now, that is a wrong thing. And if there was some necessity of interpretation, we should not think that Krishna gets the matter for being interpreted by later age by some scholar. Or he could have disclosed this himself. He was quite confident. No. There is no question of interpretation. We have to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. If you cannot understand, there is a defect in me, not in the Bhagavad Gita. So we have to find out the defect in me. So Lord Krishna says, Ajobi sam sambhayatma bhutanam although I am the Lord, I am the Supreme Lord of everything, and although I am unborn, ajah, and abhayatma, I have no change, is still pratitim sama hishtha, pratitim sama. Now, you should know there are two kinds of pratiti. Pratiti means nature. We find it in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says that He has got two... Why God says in the Vedic scripture also we find parāsa-kattī-dhīdhāyavasya. There are different kinds of nature of existence. Sāvāvita-jñāna-valasya. So, out of many kinds of nature, they have divided the whole thing into three divisions. One is called external nature, and the other is called internal nature. And there is another nature which is called marginal nature. The external nature, the material world, the manifestation of this material world, is external nature. And this is described in the Bhagavad Gita as we find it in the 7th chapter, that aparayam, apara means inferior or lower nature. Lower. So he has got higher nature. You want me, what's that? That's why the Supreme Lord is all good. Why He has got higher nature and lower nature? Yes, He has got because He says, He cannot say that there is no higher nature and lower nature. There is also higher nature. Now, yes, the Lord says that when I suffer as incarnation, when I appear, the prakriti sham of his heart. Sham means he is a higher nature. He does not accept this material nature. He does not accept this material nature. Just an example, he can give a very tangible example. Just like in the prison house, sometimes the head of the country goes to visit, to see, and inspect how the prison life is going on, or to give them some instruction, some good lessons, that why you are rotting in prison is become good food yet. Now, suppose the head of the state goes to the prison and so instruct the prisoner, and if the prisoner thinks, oh, he is also a prisoner. The head of the state who has come to his attack, he is also one of the prisoners like us. So similarly, if we think that Krishna is like us, he is also a single material body, and he is one of us, then it is because I appear just like a man, the foolish man considers me as one of them. But I am not as one of them. Then it is clearly said that I appear, practicing sound with style. I appear in my own spiritual nature. I don't expect this lower nature, this material nature. So we are, when we appear, just like we have appeared, we are appeared in this material world, accepting this material world, the lower nature. But when Krishna comes, he does not accept the lower nature. He comes in his original, superior or higher nature. That is the difference between Krishna and Krishna. There it is clearly said. Prakritim Sha means Om Kalpana. Incarnate. That's why everybody has got some personal affair and some public affair. Everybody. A man, hyper-judge, he may be as a public man, he may be a different personality in the high court bench, but at home, he is a different person. He is a different person. In the high court bench, one has to agree that person, my law, but at home, his wife addressing him by his own name. Mr. Harry, Harry, why don't you do it? There is no question of my law. But similarly, Krishna has got two natures, lower nature and higher nature. The higher nature is internal potential. That is his real life. So here, Krishna says that I am Ajoti, son of Vyatma, Bhutana, Ajoti, sir. Because I need not come here. I need not come, Bhutana, Ajoti, sir. That's like, if he is the Supreme Lord, why does he come here? Yes, he does not need come here. But if he comes here, he cannot object. He cannot object. We cannot say that he cannot come here. He is free. He is Brahmo. He is fully independent. If he likes, he can come. That's like the example. If the head of the state goes to a prison house, it is not that he has been forced to come there, just like other prisoners. But he comes to inspect to see it is realizing. Similarly, Krishna comes here with a purpose. And what is that purpose? He comes here to reclaim his fallen souls. We are a part and parcel. We are. Krishna loves more than we love him, we do not love him. But Krishna loves. Krishna loves every living being. He says, Sarvajoni Shikantaya Sambhavanti Mutta. Every living being, whatever form he is, that doesn't matter. I am the Vijapadapita. I am the seed giving father. So, this father is always affectionate to his son. His son may forget his father. But the father cannot forget. But Krishna comes here out of his love for us to deliver us, to give us the right path. Sarvadharmān parityajya, my dear sons, why you are rotting in this miserable world? So come to me and give you all protection. You are the son of the Supreme, so you can enjoy life very supremely. Very magnificent, without any death. Why you are not? That is Krishna. Ajogi sanapayatma. Bhutanani kuruji san. Don't think that Krishna comes just like he has come here being obliged, pratityakramaya, forced by the laws of nature, according to a karma. He does not come like that. That is the difference between Krishna and Mahavira.
Thank you.
Now it's very important. At that time, Krishna gave him a special elevation to see that stuff. But that is not possible to see by every man. You cannot have to know it. So, the starting stage one has to be elevated to understand Krishna. But these questions are common. Just like there is a verse in Brahma Samhita, Premanyana Shurita Bhakti Vilo Shanena Santas Sadaiva Vidayesu Vilo Payanti Yam Samasundaram Akintadunasarupam Govindam Adipurisam Tamasam Shyam. Now, it is a very nice verse that Santa, those who are spiritually advanced, great saints and saints, out of their love for Krishna, they see Krishna at every moment. Every moment. Santa Sadaiva. Sadaiva means always. Without any interval. They always see Krishna. Santa Sadaiva, and whether we see Hridayeshu in their heart or as Sri Krishna is present there. Why? Why? Because he has acquired that qualification by elevation. Suppose to understand Krishna, to see Krishna, it requires the spiritual elevation of life. That elevation is being taught in the Bhagavad Gita, step by step. Step by step. So, one has to understand Krishna by step by step. This study of Bhagavad Gita as you make progress seriously. That is your language. That is your language. So, when one is perfectly elevated, just like for Joe, after hearing this Bhagavad Gita, when you are perfectly elevated, he says, Tansi Vachanantava. Yes, I shall fight. Vachanantava, he does not say, I shall fight. He says that I shall act according to your word. Not only fighting, whatever your order is, I shall be. That is the highest point of elevation. He is in our lowest state of life. We want to satisfy myself or satisfy my sense. That is the lowest grade of life. That's like the animal. The animal, they are no other business except satisfaction of their sense. That is the lowest grade of life. Simply seeking after satisfying senses. And the highest grade of life, the same satisfaction, not of his own self, senses, but the senses of the Krishna. Krishna Vatananda. This is the lowest stage of life and the highest stage of life. Lowest stage of life is when the living entity is engaged in satisfying the senses. That. And the highest stage of life is when it is engaged in the matter of satisfying the senses of the Krishna. That is it. So this elevation takes place gradually as you make advance by understanding Bhagavad Gita and similar granthas from authorities like that. This elevation is practice. The lowest point of life and the highest point of life is different like this. The senses are there, and the man is there, and everything is there. Nothing to be changed. And the bhakti-marga is like that. And the Narada-sanchara-sara is fine. tatparatena nirmala. Tatparatena nirmala. That's when one sense becomes purified. Sarupadhi vinim nista tatparatena nirmala. That is the present moment I'm embarrassed by so many dizziness. My senses are engaged in performing or satisfying my designational position. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am the father of second class, I am the husband of father. So my position is now embarrassed in so many dizziness. So my senses are engaged in satisfying or fulfilling the obligation of the embarrassment. And when these senses are purified by Krishna consciousness, then like Arjuna, we shall say, yes, Krishna Vasana. Now I am prepared to satisfy your senses. I am not going to satisfy any more passion. That is the difference between spiritual promotion to the highest state and the lowest state. And this is fine in the Bhagavad Gita. How is it included?